Hello and welcome to your GCSE Computer Science Revision Podcast. Today we're covering software, section 3.2, one of the most frequently examined topics in the whole spec. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check, this episode covers everything you need. Let's start with the big picture. Software refers to the programs and instructions that tell hardware what to do. Without software, your computer is just an expensive paperweight. For your exam, you need to know about two main types in detail: operating systems and utility software. We'll also cover why robust software matters and how developers find vulnerabilities. Let's get into it. Section 1, the operating system. The OS is the most fundamental piece of software on any computer. Think of it as the manager of the entire system. It sits between the hardware and the application software, making sure everything runs smoothly. Without an operating system, you couldn't run any apps, browse the internet, or even save a file. Examiners love asking about the four main functions of an operating system, so let's go through each one carefully. First, file management. The OS creates, deletes, organizes, and tracks all files and folders on your storage devices. It maintains a file system, like a giant index, recording where every file is stored. When you save a document, the OS decides where on the drive that data goes. It also manages file permissions, controlling who can read, write, or execute a file. Second, process management. A process is a program that is currently running. Your computer runs dozens of processes simultaneously: your browser, music player, antivirus. The OS allocates CPU time to each process using scheduling algorithms, deciding which process gets the processor and for how long. This enables multitasking. The OS can also terminate a crashed process without bringing down the whole system. Third, peripheral management. Peripherals are input and output devices: keyboards, mice, printers, monitors. The OS communicates with these using device drivers. A driver is a translator. It converts generic OS instructions into the specific commands a device understands. This is why plugging in a new printer triggers driver installation. Without the correct driver, the OS cannot communicate with the device. Always mention device drivers in your exam answers on peripheral management. Always mention them. Fourth, user management. The OS manages user accounts, controlling who can log in, what files they can access, and what actions they can perform. In multi-user environments like schools, the OS sets different permission levels. An administrator has full access, while a standard user may be restricted from installing software or accessing certain folders. This links directly to security throughout the specification. To remember the four OS functions, use this: fantastic programs perform uniformly. Fantastic, file management. Programs, process management. Perform, peripheral management. Uniformly, user management. Say it again: fantastic programs perform uniformly. File, process, peripheral, user. Locked in. Section 2, utility software. Utility software maintains, optimizes, and protects your computer. Unlike application software, designed for end users to do specific tasks, utility software works in the background to keep the system healthy. There are five types to know. Remember the acronym ABCDF. A, anti-malware, detects and removes malicious software, including viruses, spyware, ransomware, and trojans. It compares files against a database of known malware signatures and uses heuristic analysis to spot suspicious behavior in new threats. B, backup software, creates copies of data in a separate location to protect against data loss from hardware failure, accidental deletion, or ransomware. Backups can be full, copying everything, or incremental, copying only files changed since the last backup. Incremental is faster and uses less storage. C, compression, reduces file size by encoding data more efficiently. Lossless compression, like zip files, loses no data and can be perfectly restored. Lossy compression, like JPEG or MP3, permanently removes some data for greater size reduction. Know the difference and give examples. D, disk defragmentation. Over time, files on a traditional hard disk become fragmented, parts of the same file scattered in different locations. This slows the computer down. defragmentation reorganizes data so each file is stored in one contiguous block. Critical exam point, defragmentation only applies to HDDs, not SSDs. F, file repair, fixes corrupted files that can no longer be opened correctly. Corruption can result from power cuts, hardware failures, or software errors. File repair software reconstructs damaged parts using the remaining intact data. So, A, B, C, D, F. Anti-malware, backup, compression, defragmentation, file repair. Brilliant. OS functions and utility software covered. Let's move on.
Section 3. Robust software and identifying vulnerabilities. Robust software works correctly and reliably under all expected conditions and handles unexpected ones without crashing. It matters because unreliable software causes data loss, security breaches, financial damage, and loss of user trust. Think about a banking app that crashes mid-transaction, or a hospital system with a security flaw. The consequences are serious. Developers use two key methods to identify vulnerabilities, and both are likely to appear in your exam. Method 1. Audit trails. An audit trail is a chronological log of all actions performed on a system. It records who did what, when, and from where. For example, it might log every login attempt, every file accessed, every database change. Audit trails detect unauthorized access. If someone logs in at 3 a.m. and accesses restricted files, the audit trail records this. They also help investigate security incidents after they happen. In your exam, audit trails provide a record of system activity that can be analysed to detect suspicious or unauthorised behaviour. Method 2. Code reviews. A code review is a systematic examination of source code by developers other than the original author. The purpose is to identify bugs, logic errors, and security vulnerabilities before release. Reviews can be manual, a colleague reads your code line by line, or automated, using static analysis tools that scan for known vulnerability patterns. For example, a review might identify SQL injection vulnerabilities. In your exam, code reviews help identify vulnerabilities by having independent developers scrutinize code for errors and security flaws. Medium pause. Section 4. Exam tips and common mistakes. Tip 1. When asked to describe the purpose of an operating system, do not write vague answers like, "It manages the computer." Name the four specific functions: file management, process management, peripheral management, user management. Brief explanation of each. Tip 2. Do not confuse utility software with application software. Utility software works in the background to maintain the system. Application software is used directly by the end user for a specific task, like word processing. Microsoft Word is application software, not utility software. Tip 3. On defragmentation questions, always specify it only applies to HDDs. Say, defragmentation reorganizes fragmented files on a hard disk drive to improve access speed. Leaving out HDD can cost you a mark. Tip 4. Do not confuse audit trails with backups. An audit trail is a log of activity. It records what happened. A backup is a copy of data. It protects against data loss. They are different things. Tip 5. Match your answer to the command word. State means a short, factual answer. Explain means give a reason using because or so that. Describe means a more detailed account of what something is or does. Medium pause. Section 5. Quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause, then give the answer. Question 1. Name the four functions of an operating system. File management, process management, peripheral management, user management. Question 2. What is a device driver? A program that allows the OS to communicate with a peripheral device by translating OS instructions into device-specific commands. Question 3. What is the difference between lossless and lossy compression?
lossless reduces file size without losing data. The original can be perfectly restored. Lossy permanently removes some data for greater size reduction. Question 4. What is an audit trail? A chronological log of all actions on a system, recording who did what, when, and where, used to detect unauthorized access or investigate security incidents. Question 5. Why should you not defragment an SSD? SSDs use flash memory and are not affected by fragmentation the way HDDs are. Defragmenting an SSD causes unnecessary write operations that reduce its lifespan. Quick summary. The OS manages resources through 4 functions. File, process, peripheral, user management. Remember, fantastic programs perform uniformly. Utility software types are anti-malware, backup, compression, defragmentation, file repair, ABCDF. Robust software is reliable and secure. Vulnerabilities are identified through audit trails and code reviews. You've done brilliantly. Use correct terminology, give reasons, and always match your answer to the command word. Good luck. You've got this.